दया कर मोरे
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु
दया कर मोरे ओ मविना के दयालु जगत सम सारे
बिना के दयालु जगत संसारे
पतित पावन हेतु दावा अवतार
पतित पावन हेतु तव अवतार
समापतित प्रभु ना पाइबे आरा
मौसम पतिता प्रभु न पाइबे आरा
महाप्रभु ने जानंद प्रेमानंद सुखी
प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमानंद सुखी
पावला कर करो आमी बड़ो दुखी कर करो
आमी बड़ो
दया कर सीतापति अद्वैत गोसाई
दया करो सीतापति अद्वैत गोसाई
कृपा बले पाय चैतन्य नेताय
बले पाय चैतन्य नेताय
स्वरूप सनातन रघुनाथ
आहा प्रभु सनातन रूप रघुनाथ
घटयुग श्री देवा प्रभु लोकनाथ
जुग श्रीजी महा प्रभु लोकनाथ
दया करो श्री आचार्य प्रभु श्री निवास
दया करो श्री आचार्य रामचंद्र संगमागे नरोत्तम दास
कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद,
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद,
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद,
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद,
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद,
जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद,
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद,
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद,
जय गौर भक्त वृंद,
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद,
पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की
जय,
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की
जय,
श्री गौर नताय की
जय,
श्री प्रभुपाद की
जय,
चैतन्य चरितामृत की
जय,
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने, नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च, पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर चैतन्य चरितामृत 10th chapter of the Madhya Leela. We began discussing about Swarup Damodar, just in one or two verses, and we'll proceed further today. In this 10th chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, entitled The Lord's Return to Jagannath Puri, when Lord was about to come, you all remember that Prataprudra met Bhattacharya and asked him, I came to know that you got in touch with one very exalted personality, Lord Chaitanya, and you have given your heart and lives to him completely. Is that true? And Bhattacharya agreed, yes, it's true. He said, you know, since you accept him as the Supreme Lord, I also accept him as such without a doubt, because you are the most learned personality. And then he asked, that can you please arrange for an audience with me? And he also asked, why did you let him go out of Puri? You should have held him in Puri. So many, many interesting things came up. Regarding meeting him, he said he doesn't meet women or Vishayis or materialistic kings. Being a sannyasi, he is always withdrawn and aloof. He doesn't mix with people. And it is not very easy to get his audience, he said. And regarding holding him in Puri, he said, that is also not possible because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being completely independent. He told him. And then he said, and Prataprudra asked another interesting question. You know, here is the Lord in Puri, the whole world is coming to Jagannath Puri to take darshan of the Lord. Why should somebody leave the lotus feet of Jagannath and go elsewhere for a trip? What is the need? He asked. So then Bhattacharya explained, saintly people, they always carry the Lord in their heart. they don't stick to one place like staying in the holy place, because he has to go and purify the other holy places which are dumped with the sinful reactions by conditioned souls. Also, he travels to deliver the suffering souls, to purify them and elevate them. So they have a purpose. So neophyte consciousness means to think, just stay in Vrindavan, take a house, Radhe Radhe, just keep chanting and then leave your body. And Lord says, if you leave the body in Dham, you'll go back to Godhead. So some people think like that, which is actually neophyte thinking. And Prabhupada said the real, even His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, before His body was put in Samadhi, He had told that He would like His body to be put in Samadhi in Gita Nagari. Why? Because even Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, I would like to leave my body in Kurukshetra. Somebody may want to, Kurukshetra is a Yuddha Bhumi. Why you want to leave the body there? He said, that's where Radharani needs me the most. He says, because she wants many gopis to assist her in pulling the chariot back to Vrindavan. See, Acharyas have a very great vision. Prabhupada said in New York once, oh, my body is so sickly. I don't know whether I will survive or not. And devotee said, Prabhupada, should we rush you back to Vrindavan in a flight? Prabhupada said, no, I have not finished the mission of my spiritual master in America. So he said, I will, I hope by my Guru's blessings, I will not die now. I will stay and preach. And only when I fulfill his mission, then only I will leave the body. But due to some reason, if I leave my body, don't worry, just bury my body in the rooftop of a building in Manhattan City, he said, because I would get the glory of having fulfilled the order of Guru and going to America and willing to die preaching in America. That was the spirit of Prabhupada. He clearly knew that just for the sake of being in the land of Vrindavan, actually being in the land of Vrindavan physically, as Prabhupada used to say, it's like a mosquito sitting on the lap of a guru or an acharya doesn't make him great. So one should carry Vrindavan in one's heart. That's most important. Therefore, when Pratapudra asked this question, why did the Lord leave the Dham and go? Of course, now Pratapudra is going to evolve in his understanding of, you know, pure devotional service, which will come in many chapters gradually. All these kind of questions of Pratapudra gives us a clue on how we should understand in our lives. Actually, although it's wonderful to be in Vrindavan, it is more wonderful to be preaching in a place like West, Prabhupada said. One girl asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, you are so much saying that you are missing Vrindavan, then why did you come here? You could have stayed there. Prabhupada said, if I stayed there, who will deliver you? Prabhupada asked, who will give you all of you class, and how will I preach in America, and how will America be delivered? So, therefore, pure saints actually travel for the sake of pleasing the Lord's will of preaching and bringing the conditioned souls. Yeah. So all these nice discussions came up. Subsequently, there is another dialogue which came, Pratapudra arranging for a very nice accommodation for Lord Chaitanya, which is a place, Kashi Mishra's home, which is called Gambira, which is very close to Jagannath temple. At the same time, it's also secluded and very nice, calm place for Lord Chaitanya. He arranged that. And then subsequently, all the Jagannath servants came and met Mahaprabhu, like Janardhan and Krishnadas, Shikimaiti's, Shikimaiti, and then Pradyumna Mishra, and Shikimaiti's brother, Murari Mahiti, and all of them, many others. The list of names are given. So that was the first thing that happened after Mahaprabhu came to Puri. He met all the Jagannath servants and Mahaprabhu embraced each of them and they all offered obeisances to him. And all of them had a very great affection and respect for Lord Chaitanya, because they have seen him in Jagannath Puri, coming for the darshan of the Jagannath every day, accepting Mahaprasad. And Saru Bhattacharya was delivered by Mahaprabhu's association. So Mahaprabhu, he says, Bhattacharya says, for all of them, you are like their very life itself, he says. That means they must be very serious, very much affectionate to Mahaprabhu. Yeah, they are undeviatingly meditating on your lotus feet, he's saying. Then the next meeting was, after the Jagannath servants come and go, Then Bhavanand Rai comes with his four sons. Who is the first son? Bhavanand Rai? Ramanand Rai. So as soon as Mahaprabhu came to know, oh, here is Ramanand Rai's father. So he praised him very greatly. He said, anyone who is the father of a wonderful devotee like Ramanand Rai, his name and fame and glory will spread all over the world. He praised him. Although Bhavanand Rai was also very humble like Ramanand Rai, very similar, like father, like son. So, Bhavanand Rai offered obeisance. He said, I am a Shudra, I am Adhama, I am a Patita. Still you have touched me, you have Sprishya, you have touched me. That goes to show that you are the Supreme Lord. And in this way he praised Mahaprabhu. And actually, even though he was a Grihastha, who? Bhavanand Rai. So, here you will find a spiritual advanced person does not care about person's material condition. He sees everyone's spiritual identity. So, therefore, here it says, if one can surrender with all his family members, there is no need to take sannyas. But if there are obstructions, then one should give up the so-called family, like that he says. But Bhavanand Rai, along with his entire family, gave his body, mind, words, everything. He was ready to stay there and serve Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, I don't need so many people. You just give me only one person. Who is that? Vaninath. And the others can proceed. So then Vaninath Patnaik was given to him. Then after this meeting of Bhavanand Rai and his sons, then came the instance of Mahaprabhu calling for Kala Krishna Das. And then called the other senior Vaishnavas and told them, look at this fellow. He is supposed to be traveling with me. Look at this character of this man. You know, he left my company to associate with the Bhattacharis. So I rescued him and brought him here. And he said, I am, let him go wherever he likes. I am no more responsible for him. Like that he said. So that goes to show that when one is rejected by the Lord, naturally one will cry. He cried. And subsequent scene is that the devotee has found out a way to, see that Kala Krishna Das doesn't leave the association and get lost in the wilderness, in the material world. Instead, they did two things. They gave him assurance. They said, don't cry, don't worry, we will do something for you. And they arranged for him to go to Navadvip and give the good news to all the devotees, like Sachimata, Advaita Acharya Prabhu and all other Vaishnavas. And also give them all Mahaprasad of Jagannath. So imagine you are giving a good news that Mahaprabhu has come back and you are putting Mahaprasad in their mouth. So he gets blessings of everybody. That was the plan of Nityanand Prabhu and the other devotees. And then they took permission from Mahaprabhu that we want to send Ekajan, one person to Mayapur Dham. And Mahaprabhu said, do whatever you wish. See, in this situation, one important point, if it is something which Mahaprabhu won't want to allow, he would say a definite no. At the same time, if he is very pleased with the situation, he will say a very joyful yes. Now neither did he say a very joyful yes, nor did he completely prohibit. You can send anybody except that one fellow. Who is that? Kala Krishna Das. He didn't say like that. When devotees asked intelligently, we want to send one person, Mahaprabhu understood. Okay, do whatever you wish. Which means there are some things which are not totally right or they are not totally wrong. They are borderline case, like in the case of Kala Krishna Das. Actually, Mahaprabhu knew that I am rejecting him, but he was all right when devotees were able to shelter him without making him meet Mahaprabhu. It was all right for Mahaprabhu. Same thing Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said. If somebody has behaved in a way that he enraged the superior, and the superior doesn't even want to see him in front of his eyes, he is rejected. Can you think of such cases in the Shastra? One example I gave in the previous class was our Vrishaparva king, father of Sarmishta. He understood that our Shukracharya will be enraged by Sarmishta's behavior of putting Devayani in the well. So, in this way, sometimes we may enrage the superior. Any other examples from the Srimad Bhagavatam of enraging a superior? Our Madhavendra Puri got enraged when Ramachandra Puri told him, meditate on Brahma Jyoti or something. He got enraged and became very put off. Nithyananda Prabhu became enraged once when Shivananda Sen, in organizing accommodation and prasad for the devotees, there was some delay because he was stopped at the toll for paying the taxes and everything. So whenever a superior gets enraged with us, immediately we should find ways and means to pacify them. And in the Bhagavatam it is said, if a brahmana or a guru or a superior becomes enraged with you, first thing you should do is Kritanjali Mudra. One should do like this, and one should actually, with a pleasing face, one should thank that person for chastising the individual, whoever is being chastised, and fall at his feet flat like a rod, repeatedly beg for forgiveness, and give full assurance that the problem that was created will be set right, and it will not repeat again. So it's very important that one does like that. So, in this way, Mahaprabhu is now enraged. Now, Kalakrishna would like to pacify Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu's trust in him was fully finished. Because once we do a very big blunder and trust is lost, then if one is unable to get the Lord's shelter, then one should take the devotee's shelter. So, Prabhupada says, the devotees of the Lord are more merciful than the Lord, by the mercy of the Lord. So, that is the lesson there. And then he went to Bengal, and all the list of names are given, who all he met and everything. Then after that, one more thing, incident was Paramanandapuri arriving at Jagannathpuri. Actually, Paramanandapuri came to know that all the Vaishnavas went to the home of Advaitacharya Prabhu. There I told you 2-3 very important things. One is, all the Vaishnavas going to Advaitacharya Prabhu's home and asking what we should do. We have heard the good news that Mahaprabhu has come. So what we should do? So, it's not that the people packed up the luggage and just rushed to Mahajagannathpuri. They didn't do that. So, they all went to Advaitacharya because he was the leader of the Vaishnavas. And Advaitacharya became jubilant seeing so many Vaishnavas in his home. So, what he did? Put up a festival for 3-4 days. You know, it is said, you know, 2 or 3 days, festival was happening. At that time, Paramanandapuri was watching. Hey, Vaishnavas are getting delayed. It seems it will take some time. We don't know how many day festival it is. So, I am very eager to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let me go to Puri. So he took one Kamalakant, one servant, and then Paramanandapuri left Navadvip and went to this thing. He went to Jagannathpuri. And then he told Mahaprabhu that the news has reached Sachimata, the news has reached Advaitacharya, everybody is very jubilant. All the Vaishnavas are very eager to meet you and all that. And then Mahaprabhu, what did he request him, Paramanandapuri? Stay in Puri forever. I'll be very thankful if you stay. And where did he give him accommodation? Gambira itself. Another room. Besides his room, there another room he gave him accommodation. He gave him one servant also. Which is a very interesting thing to see how one should be very attentive to serving the God brothers or serving the gurus or serving even the younger ones. Like I have seen in two places I can tell you examples. I went to Ujjain, I went to Delhi, two temples. So when I had gone, everything was arranged. Room was booked, prasadam was arranged, Mahagarland was sent, everything accepted, I went to the room. So then I had asked the devotee that, Prabhu, where can I meet Mohanrup Prabhu? He said, no, Prabhu, Mohanrup Prabhu is already coming to your room. You know, he wanted to meet you. I said, no, I can go and meet him. I said, no, he is coming. He said, so Mohanrup Prabhu came in Delhi and he sat and we had a half an hour, very nice chat with him. Similarly, I went to Ujjain, His Holiness Bhakti Prem Maharaj, very attentive to serving devotees, making sure that the devotee is welcomed, the devotee is received well, is given all the provisions, facility. So, you will see, whether dealing with juniors or dealing with equals and with seniors and superiors and guru, we have to be extremely alert. Because Paramanandapuri is in which level? Guru's level. Because Ishwarapuri is God brother. So Mahaprabhu was very attentive. So Mahaprabhu was staying in Gambira, which is Kasi Mishra's house. So he gave him also another room there. What does it show? He actually says that you are so important for me and your association is so much valued by me. And if you are here, I can always come and meet you. Correct? No? And if you don't want somebody next to you, you feel he will disturb you, what you will do? You will give him accommodation 2 lanes away. You know? Is it not true? So, you will find when Mahaprabhu and Paramanandapuri met, you know, you will find they are dancing in ecstasy, meeting in great ecstasy, because he is remembering his spiritual master. He is my spiritual master's God brother. Sometimes a neophyte disciple is very attentive to his own guru. But when other gurus come, he is little inattentive. So his guru comes, he will make a circle.